Good morning. Welcome to worship on this, the Sunday of Passion, or Palm Sunday. My name is Deb Hackenberger, and I'll be presiding over the service today. We will be reading the Passion today as well. There's a lot of announcements in your bulletin, so I'm going to ask you just to read those. If there are any that anyone wants to bring out or add to, if you do that at this time.
Good morning. There is one that I want to stress in the bulletin. It's about the Children's Easter Egg Hunt, which will be held next Sunday at 10 a.m. Hopefully outside, but if the weather is bad, it will be inside. And make sure that your child has an Easter basket, and if you have any grandchildren or great-grandchildren or even great-great-grandchildren coming, have an Easter basket for them. And if we could meet in the nursery at 10:05, then we'll go to wherever the hunt is. And I want to thank all of you for bringing in the candy that you did. Last week, the Sunday soldiers, I am almost certain there are over 500 eggs filled. So we'll have a lot of jumping kids next week during the service, but that's fine. Also, there's one other announcement that's in here. It's about Edith Nipple. If you don't know her problem, she had in December, I think it was before or right after Christmas, she had an accident with her car. She stepped on the gas and she went through her garage. And at the same time, her leg was out and she had a 30 stitches put in her leg. And also it was a puncture wound, so it had to heal from the inside out. She is now recovering. Her boys will not allow her to drive anymore, and she realizes that she cannot drive anymore. She told me that when she looks to the side, her car suddenly goes that way too. And she is 90. She can't get her car fixed for there are no parts to fix that antique that she was driving anyway. Her boys have told her that she cannot drive anymore. She would love to come to church. So I would gladly do it, but I'm just can't leave these kids here between Sunday school and church. So if you have the time, her name and where she lives out by the drive-in. Before you get to the drive-in, it's one house before Treister's Flowers, and her phone number is in here. So I would appreciate if there's somebody in here who could pick her up and take her home on Sunday mornings. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. We'll begin with the introduction. The voice of the suffering Savior, Jesus, can be heard in the prophet Isaiah's words and the pleading of the psalm. We are invited into the agony of our Lord in the extended reading of the story of Jesus' passion. In the second reading, we who have put on Christ in holy baptism are urged to let the mind of Christ be our own. Lent leads us to this holy moment. Embrace it. If you would rise for the procession with palms. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that, joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The processional gospel is from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' And he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" Here ends that gospel. During the Thanksgiving, if you'd all raise your palms. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and thank you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was acclaimed Son of David and King of Kings by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. We ask that you bless these branches and those who bear them, and grant that we may ever hail him as our Lord and King, and follow him with perfect confidence through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
Amen.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The image of the servant of the Lord is one of the notable motifs of the book of Isaiah. Today's reading describes the mission of the servant, whom early Christians associated with Jesus. Like Jesus, the servant does not stick back at his detectors, and but trust in God's steadfast love. This reading is from Isaiah chapter 50. The word of God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare my guilty. Here ends the reading. Psalm 31. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and my throat and my belly.
For my eyes are free, and my ears are dying. My strength fails me because of the
wicked,
and my bones are consumed.
I am the scorn of all my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Christ did not act to attain status and glory, but was obedient to God even to the point of death. Following Christ's example, we do not seek personal status or glory, but care for others as God cared for us in Christ's death. This reading is from Philippians chapter 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here ends the reading.
According to Luke. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray Jesus to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray him to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb was to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying,
"Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it."
They asked him,
"Where do you want us to make preparations for it?"
"Listen, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there."
So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them,
"I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said,
"Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes."
Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying,
"This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying,
"This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed."
Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them,
"The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them. Those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers."
And Peter said to him,
"Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and death."
Jesus said,
"I tell you, Peter, the cock will crow this day The cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me.
And he said,
when I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?
And they said,
no.
He said to them,
but now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was counted among the lawless. And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled.
And they said,
Lord, Lord.
And he replied,
it is enough.
He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them,
pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed.
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them,
why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him,
Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?
When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked,
Lord, should we strike with the sword?
Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said,
no more of this.
And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him,
have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour, the power of darkness.
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a slave girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said,
this man also was with him.
But he denied it, saying,
woman, I don't know him.
A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said,
you also are one of them.
But Peter said,
then
about an hour later, still another kept insisting,
surely this man also was with him, for he is in Galilee.
But Peter said,
man, I don't know what you are talking about.
At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, they kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, but he replied,
if I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God.
All of them asked, he said to them,
you say that I am.
Then they said, then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying,
we do not understand the first condemnation, for he
Then Pilate asked him,
"Are you the King of the Jews?"
He answered,
"You say so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find no basis for the accusation against this man."
But they were insistent and said, When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod, that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod was with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people and said to them, then they all shouted out together, "This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder." Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting. A third time, Pilate said to them, but they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country. And they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, 'There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews."' One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
'Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us.'
But the other rebuked him, saying,
'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of conviction? And we indeed have been commended justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.'
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus replied,
"Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in Christ's Passover from death to new life, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, most holy and humble, plant in your church Christ's spirit of humility. Remove any barriers preventing us from seeing his saving work on the cross. Hear us, O God. You reveal your will for all creation through stones, seas, mountains, and meadows. In the splendor of what you have made, show us your care of everything, both great and small. Hear us, O God. Rescue those who suffer torture and free those held captive by others. Bring to light the hidden systems that perpetuate injustice among your people. Hear us, O God. Pour courage and hope into people who feel like they are wasting away in distress and grief. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, the sick, and those who may be grieving who are in our hearts and minds listed here. Kitty Walters, Jane Marhefka, Ruth Sisney, Ray Braum, Dorothy Kleck, Carol Simonton, Mona Lawson, and Jim Yetter. And for Bob and Jeanette St. Clair, Jim Waltman, Bob and Andrea Cameron, Mary Ernest, John Miller, Joan Folkrode, Dawn Clark, Butch and Sandy Pines, Joyce Bradley, Minnie Minnick, Austin Parker, Terry Coder, Rich Walters, Mary Sanders, Jane Ann Bainey, Donna Barton, Carolina Rubio, Josh Hoho, Noel Peachy, Shirley Miller, Ilane Ramirez, Larry Miller, Ed Fraker, Ben and Dorothy Towsey, Tammy Metz, Dottie Wilson, Sieber Stoner, Carol Leiter, Kay Stuck, Jasmine Vasquez, Jim Minnick, Bob Bell, Kurt and Judy Houts, Pat Cook, Linda Zimmerman, Jean Zimmerman, Edith Nipple, Will Delancey, Fred Dowling, Edie K. Gill, Jeff Dowling, and Mike Moggins. Restore their trust in you, even as you meet their every need. Hear us, O God. Open our hearts and minds to receive the words that you speak. Give us words to encourage the weary and to sustain one another in word and deed. Hear us, O God. Gracious calling God, call on us with your grace again and again. Renew us daily in the peace, hope, and eternal life we have been promised and which we have been called to proclaim. As we work to call a pastor to our congregation, may we count on the prayers of all members of this community of faith to uphold us. Just as we trust your Spirit to guide us, we remember, God, you are the one who called us first. Hear us, O God. Gather your saints into the new covenant that Christ has established for all creation. When we fall into sin, continually renew us until Christ dwells with us again in fullness. Hear us, O God. Attend to the needs of the whole world with your saving grace, and lead us all into new life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
please share signs of peace with one another.
Lord of mortals and the Lord of
Gracious God, you feed us with the harvest of the land, and you provide for our every need. Receive our gifts of money, imagination, and labor, and transform them into a feast that welcomes all. In Jesus Christ, our host and our guest.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on the tree of the cross gave salvation to all, that where death began, their life might be restored, and that he who by a tree once overcame might by a tree be overcome. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, you alone are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, and with us now. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread. He gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering within this meal, among your people throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, your Spirit in your church without end. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has prepared the feast. Come to the table where all are welcomed home. Did you all get it? Everybody has? The body of Christ given for you. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace. Thank the Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Let all His people rejoice and proudly bear His name. He recalls His promises, and leads His people forth in joy. With shouts, thanksgiving. Let us pray. Tender and merciful One, at your feast you fed us who brought nothing, turning our emptiness into joy. Filled with your abundant grace, send us now to the ministers of reconciliation, mending broken hearts, working for justice, and striving for peace among all people, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God, who fills the creation with abundance, Christ, who spreads His arms in forgiveness, Holy Spirit, who draws near to us, bless you and bring you to life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Now, go in peace and remember the poor.
Thank you.